about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. We're hearing here that China has employed 2 million people to keep its eyes on the internet and on Chinese users of the internet. They have employed 2 million people for this, hired as internet opinion analysts. We'll talk about that, what that means for us. And hair loss. Apparently, does getting your heart broken, okay, cause hair loss? Apparently, we have a story here of, yes, we've talked about hair loss, a variety of causes of that, but we have here a reporter who completely lost the top part of her head, hair. Just, you know, stress hormones, what is it? Then we'll also talk about, I apologize about this, this dangerous trend that we're seeing of girls trying to lose so much weight that they have no thigh fat. I guess there's this trend on social media to have all this open space in between your thighs. Apparently bony legs are in right now. I never thought. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dahlia Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. All right, so one study I couldn't get to in the previous hour talked about gloves and gowns in the hospitals not protecting you in the ICU from these nasty methicillin-resistant staph aureus infections or these vancomycin-resistant enterococcus infections. Now, for those of you kind of sketchy on the whole MRSA-VRE, these are some real nasty bacteria that should be able to be combated with antibiotics, but unfortunately, there's resistance to some of the fanciest of the antibiotics out there. And so when you have these resistant bugs, they are very difficult to treat. One of you had asked me, well, then how do you treat them? Well, what we do is whenever we get one of these bacteria, we run a culture and sensitivity. One, to culture out and find out what the bug is. Two is to see what they're sensitive to. Are they sensitive to rifampin, erythromycin, some other antibiotics that aren't usually used for something like this? So usually the lab will try to find something. Okay? Luckily, when I was in training, there was always options. Okay? All right, I haven't seen a culture insensitivity yet saying, sorry, you're out of luck, but we will, mind you, in the next year or two, that's probably where we're going to be. Now, why wouldn't gloves and gowns help? Now, they say right now 5% of all inpatients get affected with MRSA and VRE, the vancomycin-resistant enterococcus. And they think, the CDC thinks that medical workers could prevent these infections by wearing gloves and gowns. But researchers at the University of Maryland tested if it really helps at all. The study was published in the Journal of Medical Association, JAMA. Researchers took samples from 26,000 ICU patients in 20 hospitals throughout the country, both on admission and after discharge. Half of the ICUs were like intervention ICUs, which all healthcare workers had to wear gloves and gowns every time they entered the patient room. All right. So basically, researchers looked to see who was infected with this MRSA or VRE while being treated in the ICU. Overall, when they were looking at the different types of ICUs, the intervention versus the regular, the difference in the VRE not significant, but the MRSA a little bit significant. So when they're looking at, well, wait a second, if some ICUs mandate being covered and the other ICUs don't, and we're still having a 5% infection rate, why the hell aren't the gloves and gowns helping? Well, I mean, maybe people aren't putting on, I mean, like with a lot of these gowns and gloves, okay, you're supposed to be throwing the gloves out. You're supposed to be throwing away the mask. You're supposed to be throwing away the gown. Well, if they're just re-wearing the same gown, that could be a problem. Okay, maybe there's something else causing the contagiousness of it or the contamination of it. You know, gloves and gowns and hand washing is foremost forefront when it comes to trying to prevent bacteria and trying to prevent spread of infection, but it's not 100%. You cannot sterilize the nurse. Okay, you know, we can't put each other in autoclaves. That's not humane and would die. So you're not sterile. So there's still neck. There's still hair. Now, mind you, I like to wear masks because of the nose. Okay. MRSA staff can live in the nose. All right. So I like to cover the nose passages. So luckily we've never had an instance in my clinic, but luckily it's a clinic, thank God, and not a hospital. So maybe that's an issue. Maybe they're not covering their nose and mouth. But what about the nasal lacrimal duct in their eyes? Should they be wearing goggles? You know, I mean, when we use quarantine precautions, I mean, you are goggled up, you are masked up, right? Hair covered, ears, we would even put the little shower cap thing over the ears. Again, it's still not 100%. There's still room for things to go through and be filtered through. But that's my guess. Maybe the gowns and the gloves aren't enough. You know, when I did rounds and when I was in training, we always told patients, don't try to sit here in the hospital any longer than you can. You'll get sick. Once you get a bacteria nosocomial infection, a hospital-acquired infection, you're stuck for a while. Get out. Okay? Just get what you need out of the hospital and then get the hell home. Now, some of you say, well, wait a second, the home is dirtier. We got a dog, we got a cat. Good point. If your dog is going to lick your surgical wound, that's a problem. Okay, I get that. But I think we're starting to realize that our home may be a hell of a lot safer and cleaner than a hospital. Didn't they just do a study where they found that some of this bacteria was getting to other patients' rooms through the air conditioning duct? Yeah, that could be a movie also, but still. Yeah, that was in Contagion, right? No, or Outbreak. No, but you have the ventilation system. You have the air conditioning ducts. There's a variety of things, okay? Cafeteria workers coming in and bringing the food, okay? Could they have, you know, could it be somebody in the cafeteria? So, you know, this notion that your home is dirtier than the hospital, you got a point, okay? It doesn't have the same cleaning regimens, et cetera, that a hospital does. But still, getting this community-acquired infection or a hospital nosocomial type infection from being there too long, not worth it. If you could get home, get home. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Time and time again.
You need to come here.
care and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
George Washington said, "Government is not reason, it is not eloquence, it is force, like fire. It is a dangerous servant and a fearful master." America's government is no longer the servant of the people and the protector of our liberty, but has become that fearful master. We the people must understand the nature of this government gone awry if we are to be successful in saving our country. America is being deliberately destroyed by a cabal of international gangsters so that she can be forced into subjugation to a one-world government. The God-given, unalienable rights of the Declaration of Independence are in jeopardy. We must not let them be stolen by ambitious and evil men. Utopia Silver Supplements believes it is our God-given right to make our own health care decisions however we deem best. If we can help you with your supplement needs and better health, then help us win this health freedom battle. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. Again, 888-213-4338.
I don't mind. Okay, you guys all done dancing? All right, everyone's done dancing? Fine. Okay, good. Back to the show. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Okay, Rihanna says, "My doctor doesn't wash his hands, Dahlia. He uses the hand sanitizer when he comes into the room. Is that enough? How do you tell your doctor to wash your hands? I'm kind of intimidated by him." You tell your doctor you'd rather they wash their hands. I mean, here's the thing, okay? I mean, we try to be so politically correct with everything else that when it comes to each other and our kids, now we're trying to be all innocent and or not innocent, but trying to be all cordial, okay? If you are concerned, right? If you are concerned about anything that has to do with your safety, you speak up. Okay? I mean, I told you what happened with my kids. I had brought my kids to a friend of mine's doctor's office. It was time for my son's vaccines. He was 4 months old. Okay? And my friend's wife was an RN. And she was the RN that worked there. So, you know, we were patients. time for him to get his vaccines. She has all the vaccines there and ready, and I love this woman. She's a phenomenal woman, okay? But, you know, she's human and she makes mistakes. And there was a really, really pretty vaccine, and I wasn't even questioning. I was like, oh my gosh, that one is so pretty. Which one is that one? Okay? And you would think as a doctor I would know, but I guess something kind of took over and had me say that because I know what the four-month-old vaccines look like. So probably without even thinking, I'm like, oh, you know, that's a pretty one. What is that one? And she's like, oh, that's the MMR. And I go, the MMR? I go, you don't give a four-month-old an MMR. She's like, oh, you're right. Oops, I forgot. I'm sorry. And then she took the shot out of the room and then went and got another one. Now, if I hadn't said anything, all right, now, most likely the four-month-old could have probably been fine. I know there's been a lot of concerns with the MMR and the thimerosal preservatives, et cetera, but, I mean, that was, you know, kind of scary. Now, if I would have done what I'm telling you all is before I even let just, you know, instinct or a guardian angel take over, you ask them to identify each and every shot. Ask them to show you the vial. Make sure you don't see any fungus, like, right, with that meningitis case. Okay? I mean, you know, to be a pain-in-the-butt patient, it's tough. You don't want to be a pain-in-the-butt. You don't want to tick people off. But we're talking about your body. And you could say, look, you're about to draw vaccines. I'd like to see them. I'd like to see what you're drawing up. I'd like to, you know, take a look, make sure I don't see anything kooky with it because you're injecting it into my baby boy. I think you're allowed to do that. Yes, they may think you're a pain-in-the-butt. But, I mean, we're talking about life and death here. You're allowed to. So if your doctor comes in and sanitizes, you could easily say, you know what, I listened to Dr. Dahlia. She always says to make sure we see you wash your hands. You don't mind, do you? All right. And yeah, they may not like it, but then tough. Okay? Who do you want touching you? You want somebody touching you who washes their hands or not? Now, mind you, the sanitizer. Okay? A lot of times, I wash my hands throughout the day. Then before I walk into the room, I sanitize. If somebody said, I'd like to see you wash your hands, I'd be like, no problem, but just know they're clean. You know, I would probably get a little bit insulted, you know, like you would think I would walk in there without washing my hands. But I also understand with all the crap that's going on, I understand, you know, being a doctor, you got to understand people. So I'd be like, no big deal. I wash my hands, but if you want to see it before I touch you, come on out. You'll see me do it. And you know, I have no problem with that. You know, when we were taught to, draw up lidocaine, whenever we had to do an injection, doctors always taught us in school to have your back to the patient so they wouldn't get nervous seeing the needle, get apprehensive, etc. I do the opposite. I let them see the needle. Look at the needle. Look at what I'm using. Okay? Be comfortable with it. Okay? If they don't want to see the needle, fine. Then I'll be a little bit more discreet. But I have no problem patients seeing what we draw up, what we use, seeing that everything is fresh, the expiration dates, autoclaved, opening up the package. Why the hell not? Okay? I mean, you know, when you get a plate of food, don't you sit there and look at the food before you put it in your mouth? You look at things. So, you're allowed to tell them. Now, these hand sanitizers, no, they're not good enough. Okay? Hand washing is extremely important. Where you have to, obviously the running water. My kids will play outside, they're muddy, they try to do a couple squirts of Purell and they think they're good. No, they're not good. You need to wash stuff off. Things harbor things. Okay? When you have crevices and nooks and crannies and stuff of dirt that's on you, bacteria could hide and escape the antimicrobials. So we know that washing hands are important. Now, if you don't feel like you can talk to the doctor, the doctor gets insulted, you find another doctor. Now, mind you, when I was in training, we had a sink in every treatment room. I loved that because I could wash my hands in front of the patient. They saw me wash my hands. I dried them. It was great. Okay? Now, it's the year 2000 or the year 1999, and I'm building my own practice. So I tell my husband, okay, what we need to do is we need to have a sink in every room. So he's like, fine. Well, the quote we got with a 6-treatment-room office was $10,000 a sink. That was the quote back then. Well, for an extra $60,000 that was not paid out of build-out, the contractor was like, why don't you have the sinks here strategically placed, the doors open, so you walk in washing your hands, drying them off without touching the door, and you could save yourself $40,000. I'm like, oh, that's a good point. So that's what we did. So if you have a doctor's office that's a little bit more new and you don't see a sink in the room, It's extremely expensive to have a sink in every room. I always wanted a clinic like that. It was just way too expensive. And again, $10,000 a sink was a good price considering the plumbing, etc. And so, but if the room's open, right, the doctor washes his hands. I usually walk in so you could see that the I'm drying off my hands with a paper towel. I'm sure using a hand blow dryer may be better than a paper towel. Somebody could say, well, the paper towel has something on it. But for the most part, we're washing our hands. We're wiping off the dirty water. We're drying off our hands. Then I'll shake the person's hand when it's dry. And that's how I do it. And it's as practical as I could get. But, you know, look guys, I'm tired of you being intimidated by your doctor. Okay, the relationship between patient and doctor now is so attenuated. It's really frustrating because I think the quality of medicine is going down exponentially as we have this distrust. Okay, especially with Obamacare coming around the bend. We have so many people blaming doctors for our current situation. And, you know, doctors used to be revered. We used to be considered knowledgeable. We were the go-to people for information. And now, with all the Obamacare changes, people think we're in bed with pharmaceutical companies. People think we're overcharging. They have no idea. And it's extremely frustrating. Bye, Morgan. Morgan's a friend of the Dr. Dahlia Show. Bye, Morgan. Good. I don't know how to fix that relationship because some of you guys have doctors that are really, really kind of mean to you. And I hear that, okay? I mean, I've had doctors yell at me, right? And I'm a doctor, right? But as a patient, they made me feel this small. I hated that. I hated feeling that small. Now, mind you, okay, the doctor is the one that went to medical school. Years of medical school, years of training. So for you to say, no, doctor, okay, I would rather, smoke hashish and have that cure my cancer. If he gives you a little resistance, you gotta understand why. Okay, come on. Okay, you know, now what are doctors doing? They're discharging you. You don't pay your bill. You don't follow their advice. It's not worth the $20-$25 the insurance company may or may not pay them. Not worth it. They'll say goodbye. All right, but you still have a choice. Even though there's a lot of doctors that are leaving this field and we have a huge primary care shortage, there are still other doctors out there. Yeah, you may have to wait, may take you longer to get in, but that doesn't mean you have to feel like your health is compromised. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Speaking of compromised health, a patient who was treated for the meningitis outbreak last year due to the contaminated steroid injections is back in the hospital after a recurrence of the infection. A Tennessee patient was admitted to St. Thomas West Hospital on October 3rd and receiving treatment because of a resurgence of the fungal meningitis. He relapsed. He had persistent and severe headache, worsening back pain, unexplained fever. Apparently, people who suffered this suffered back in September 2012. Multiple people in the southeastern United States. Tennessee was the second hardest hit state behind Michigan, believe it or not. Dozens of people killed, 700 people ill nationwide. So any of you that did were affected by this fungal meningitis, always a chance of rebound. Be careful. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
The National Preppers and Survivalist Expo, presented by Triton Shelter Technologies, is the only national event designated for the prepper community. October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. Admission is free, and the doors open at 9 a.m. Join us and learn life-saving tips that can help you and your family handle crisis situations. Special guests include Kevin O'Brien from Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, David Crawford, author of Lights Out, the director and cast members from the movie Lights Out Saga, and more. Special guest speakers include GCN's own Dr. Joel Wallach, along with Dr. Bones, Nurse Amy, and Tom Martin, the director of the American Preppers Network, two-time field and stream champion Chad Weatherford, along with many other leading experts from around the country. Join us for the country's largest emergency preparedness event, absolutely free, October 19th and 20th at the North Atlanta Trade Center in Atlanta, Georgia. For more information, visit npsexpo.com. That's npsexpo.com.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So dogs are people too. Very, very interesting. According to a study from Gregory Burns, professor of neuroeconomics at Emory University, he has discovered that dogs have emotions just like humans, our puppies. And our little puppy dogs, even though my dogs are adults, we still call them little puppy dogs. Go, hi, puppy dog. I don't even use their name anymore. They're just little dogs. Well, I wanted to name our two labs Mac and Cheese, and my husband wouldn't let me because we have two cats, Shake and Bake. So I wanted to name the dogs Mac and Cheese. My husband wouldn't let me. He wanted to call them Zeus and Apollo. One of our friends needed a dog, so we gave him Apollo or Zeus. So we have Apollo. I don't like that because it's three syllables. I like Mac and Cheese, you know, two dogs, Mac and Cheese. So they were like yellow labs. Anyway, so through the use of MR, and then we have a rescue dog, some sort of a mutt mix, something, fox type. I don't know, but she's cute. Anyway, through the use of MRI scans, Dr. Burns discovered the dogs and humans use the same part of their brains to feel. The professor started his research hoping to find out how a dog's brain works and what animals think of humans. So basically, they have to put the dogs under an anesthetic to obtain an MRI, so the dog wouldn't be freaked out about going into an MRI. And then he needed the dog patients to be alert so he could observe their true brain function. So what he did is he and a dog trainer would teach the dog to sit through an MRI simulator. After months of training and work with a real MRI machine, Burns and his dog were able to get the first maps of canine brain activity. These maps showed Burns that dogs use their caudate nucleus, a part of the brain between the brainstem and the cortex, in a similar way to humans. Now, the caudate has a bunch of dopamine receptors that increase in both dogs and humans in response to, I guess, a highly anticipated moment. So the caudate activity increased when they smelled a familiar human or when their owners reappeared after leaving the room. So what does all this mean? Okay, well, we know that dogs and the caudate nucleus, we know that dogs have dopamine receptors. This is nothing new. All right, but dogs have attachment. They have positive feelings. You didn't need to spend money on an MRI to figure that out. And so just realize, okay? But what I say we need to realize is that dogs understand what we're talking about. I think dogs really, really know what we're talking about. So when I talk about a dog doing poo-poo house, stinking up the place and ticking me off, I think they are figuring that out. All right? You know, same thing with my cats. My cats really tick me off. And I'll tell them that I just want them to leave, never come back, and they don't, and I'm disappointed. You know, and all the stuff that I tell them when I make fun of them, and even though it's in jest, they, you know, they may not be able to pick up sarcasm, but I think they really do understand. So whenever I yell at the cats and dogs saying, I am out of here, you just take over the house and the payments, I'm out of here, I'm tired of you peeing up the place, goodbye, they may really take that to heart. 1-877-DOCADALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. A report released today says West Virginia leads the nation in the rate of fatal drug overdoses. The rate is now 6 times higher than it was about a decade ago. Trust for America's Health also gives West Virginia's high marks for trying to tackle the problem, noting the state is using 8 of 10 promising strategies to curb prescription drug abuse. Apparently, they say 2 strategies are lacking. Good Samaritan laws that offer immunity or lighter sentencing for people trying to help themselves and others for overdosing, and a rescue drug law that, I guess, would give lay people access to naloxone. Now, so is this what's going on in these states where apparently the top 3 states include New Mexico, West Virginia, Kentucky, in terms of percentage of people with fatal overdoses. But I guess getting people access to these naloxones, which help counteract and overdose their antagonists with when it comes to the receptors, I didn't realize that you could get that medicine non-prescription. That's kind of confusing to me. Anyway, nationwide, the report says prescription drug overdose deaths now outnumber those from heroin and cocaine combined. They said in 29 states, including West Virginia and the District of Columbia, more people die from drug overdoses than from motor vehicle accidents. This is scary. They say the rapid rise of abuse requires nothing short of a full-scale response, starting with prevention, education, et cetera, et cetera. We've talked about alcohol and prescription drugs being huge, okay? Certain drug overdoses will need certain antidotes, okay? We've talked about cocaine, we've talked about heroin, we've talked about meth, all right? Unfortunately, many of these drug overdoses, they happen before you can even get to them. You know, I've been watching Breaking Bad, and this can't be a spoiler because this show aired years ago, okay? All right, this has nothing to do with the season finale, but in one of the earlier episodes, Jesse is dating somebody that has an overdose. Now, she died not because of the medicine mishap and her just stopping her heart. She died because she drowned in her own vomit. And so, you know, when we look at ODs or people dying, etc., there's still a variety of different ways these people can actually die. People who are alcohol intoxicated, are they dying because they drank too much alcohol and it hit a toxic level in their body? Or did they die because they drowned in their own vomit? Right? Or did they stop breathing and their central apnea couldn't kick them back into gear? You know, what exactly was it? What was the true cause of death? Pretty scary stuff. And so, and unfortunately, usually when you do, when you do drugs, et cetera, you aren't around people that aren't doing drugs. You all are around them. So if you're thinking that somebody's going to help roll you over, get the vomit out of your mouth, help you breathe, call 911, probably not, because the person next to you, probably who did drugs also, is going to be out of it. So it's very, very scary. Apparently there was a report out on River Phoenix. How, I want to pull this up. There's been some, River Phoenix, if you remember years ago, Joaquin Phoenix's brother, River Phoenix was in Stand By Me. There's been some more information on his, I believe it was the brother that ended up, contacting police. I think he had seen him siege, etc. But they say River Phoenix actually knew that he was suffering an overdose the night he died. This happened at Johnny Depp's LA nightclub. Not that Johnny Depp had anything to do with it, but it was a nightclub. But they say that River Phoenix knew he was experiencing an overdose from cocaine and heroin, a cocktail of cocaine and heroin. This has been, this would be the 20th year since his death. He only died at age 23, a phenomenal actor, good-looking kid. Right? But I guess his friend Bob Forrest has revealed some of the last moments before he had died. He was unsteady on his feet, ghostly white. Phoenix turned to him and said, "I don't feel so good. I think I'm ODing." Then he returned to the crowd, fell a few minutes later, and unfortunately died. I guess he and his friend would take large amounts of drugs, go on binges, etc. And it's a shame because River Phoenix was around multiple people, and there was nothing that could be done for him. So, you know, I think we really have an underestimation of what things are like out there. You know, many of us see Breaking Bad and, you know, go, "Oh, Dahlia, that's just TV." Well, being a doctor, I could tell you something like that is very real. Okay. All right, the drug world, there's all these other dimensions out there that we know nothing about. There's sex dimensions, there's drug dimensions, there's all these other worlds that are going on around us. We go through our simple days. We get into our car, we drive to work, maybe drop the kids off at school, have somebody else drop them off at school. We go to work, we come home, and we think we're just going about our day like we are. Yet all around us, I mean, I remember in school, I'd just be walking to the bus stop. You saw a exchange in the street, van drives off, something drives off, and I just pretended not to look. You know, you don't want to look and be a witness, and, you know, and also I wasn't wearing my glasses, so I couldn't have read the, you know, license plate anyway. Yeah, but it's just a world that happens around us, and you just got to make sure that your loved ones and friends don't jump onto that train. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, we'll be right back.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early, vote often, through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale, on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
Enrich and enlighten your life with the Awake and Empowered Expo. October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Experts from around the world present the latest advancements in holistic health, wellness science, and free energy technology. It's a weekend of insightful lectures, workshops, and discussions, all designed to help you reach your highest potential self. Find the path that will cleanse your body and mind and open doors to a new level of consciousness. Discover the benefits of raw food and juicing. Participate in the meditative practice of Tai Chi. Strengthen the body through yoga and view life-changing documentaries. An amazing array of exhibitors will offer the newest products and services that support a healthy and holistic lifestyle. Visit AwakenEmpoweredExpo.com for tickets. The Awaken Empowered Expo, October 11th through 13th at the Cobo Center in Detroit. Raising global consciousness as we come together to empower ourselves and each other to live to our fullest potential.
Every time you eat a cooked food, your body responds by producing an increase in circulating white blood cells. This happens because nature designed us to eat food that is undamaged at the molecular level. When we heat food to normal cooking temperatures, we change the shape of the molecules into shapes the body cannot use. The body now looks at them as toxins and allergens. In an effort to protect itself from this irritant, the body intelligently increases the amount of circulating white blood cells to act as garbage collectors. The white blood cells gobble up all the unusable damaged food particles to neutralize their cell damaging properties. This puts stress on your organs of elimination, and your body is subject to cell damage and inflammation. If you'd like to start experiencing the benefits of undamaged protein in your diet, give One World Way a try. It is a truly undamaged protein powder that will thrill your tastes and every cell of your body. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Are you prepared for disasters, job loss, and uncertain times? Make Emergency Essentials your first stop for premier food storage and emergency preparedness supplies. Compare our food storage ounce to ounce, and it's easy to see. Emergency Essentials has the best quality and lowest priced emergency food storage guaranteed. Call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 today or visit BePrepared.com. The choice is clear. Be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Don working the dials, and a big thanks to you all for tuning in so diligently. Don't forget to follow us on Facebook at Dr. Dahlia and on Twitter. Well, Twitter is Dr. Dahlia. Facebook is the Dr. Dahlia Show. So apparently, sports superstars are getting criticized for endorsing sugary, fatty foods. Alright, I say cut them some slack. Apparently Fox News is being reported like LeBron James, for example. Sells soda, sports drinks, fast foods, Peyton Manning, Serena Williams, on television promoting food and drinks, most of which aren't very healthy. According to Emma Boylan from the University of Liverpool in the UK, she says, we see these people. They're obviously reached the top of sports achievement. They're obviously living a healthy lifestyle, and they're endorsing these food. And that kind of lends an aura of healthfulness to these foods and beverages that they don't deserve. She says the message is really getting mixed up. She studies marketing and children's food choices. I don't think she led the study. This particular study was led by Mary Bragg from the Red Center of Food Policy and Obesity at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut. So basically they looked at advertising deals for 100 top athletes. In 2010, those athletes endorsed a total of 512 brands. About a quarter were food and beverages. Athletes endorsed 62 food products like burgers, cookies, cereal. 49 of the 62 were high in calories and low in nutritional value. Oh, no. They also endorsed 46 sports drinks, sodas, and other beverages. And in 43 of those, all the calories came up from added sugar, etc. Okay. All right. So, all right. Okay. We live in a capitalistic society. We have supply and demand. Okay? People need money. People want money. People want advertising. Okay? People want to connect certain, shall we say, celebrities with something they're going to want to eat, okay? All right, for years, okay, whether it was alcohol, whether it was tobacco, whether it would be bungee jumping, etc., there are things that you may think are not healthy for you, okay, that have been advertised and promoted by celebrities for years. Just everybody calm down. This really isn't that big a deal. Okay, but I get it. I get that there's a lot of, there's this big progression now towards not trying to manipulate our kids so they eat healthy. Okay, but getting LeBron James to sit there eating a carrot, okay, who's going to give him the money to do that? Who is going to benefit financially? Okay, you know, you could do public health commercials, and there's a lot of them out there. But what makes society go around? Money. Right now, the news is on, and I'm seeing a commercial called buybelize.com. So I guess you could buy pieces of land. I mean, it looks gorgeous. Okay, buybelize.com. All right, so for Belize to play that commercial on CNN, they had to give the network a heck of a lot of money. Okay, that's how things run. If everybody wants socialism and they want the government to run everything, they want the government to run the commercials, etc., then, I mean, that's the type of country we're going to live in. I personally like the old McDonald's jingles. Remember? Big Mac, fillet of fish, quarter pounder, french fries, icy coke, thick shake, sundaes, and apple pies. I remember that from the 80s. Okay, did I eat the milkshakes? Did I eat the apple pies? No. But I gotta tell you, while I was waiting for the Dukes of Hazzard or MacGyver or Moonlighting to come back on, I was able to enjoy a nice little jingle. Have it your way at Burger King now. I don't really eat Burger King. I'm not a big fan of Burger King burgers. They just don't taste as good to me as like a McDonald's or Wendy's burger, but I don't eat a lot of burgers. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. The commercials are entertainment. Okay, now, I know people would love to see fast food completely off the face of the earth, some people out there. I see a major economy downfall if something like that would happen. All right? Guys, things have to, I mean, you can't just have vegetables and fish all over the place on TV. Okay, it's not going to sell. If we don't have advertising dollars on TV or in the media, then you're not going to have, you're not going to have working journalists, which I'm sure many of you are probably like, well, that's a relief. All right. Well, if CNN goes under, that's going to hurt the economy. That's going to hurt jobs, staff, writers, journalists, photographers, etc. Okay. Things have to happen and they have to go in cycles. Okay. Now, if a sports authority wants to get up there and promote, like, for example, Beyonce and the Pepsi commercials, okay, I am pretty sure that Beyonce does drink a little bit of Pepsi. I'm sure she does. Now, I'm sure her physical trainer and her nutritionist tells her to avoid soda, all right, but I am sure at some point or another she had a little bit of soda pop, so it's not a lie. Now, for me, you notice I don't endorse a lot of products. And because I want to really, really believe in it. Okay? I want to like the product. Like, for example, I'm a huge fan of Freeze Dry Guy. I love Freeze Dry Guy. I think it's great. I was a huge fan of Squatty Potty. I think Squatty Potty really helps. So I bring those products up because I'm comfortable with them. So I would never be in a commercial talking about a product that I myself would not use. Okay? Because I don't want to be fake. All right? But I'm also very honest. Okay? You know, we were talking about breakups in the first hour. All right? I went to Hostess. Hostess Cupcakes and Twinkies got me through a lot of breakups. I'm going to be very honest about that. No, that's not the opinion of me of health, but I'm not going to lie. I'm not going to lie and sit here and act like I only eat 5 to 900 calories a day. That's not true. I eat well, but I throw a treat in it. So if we're trying to be all this politically correct, I suppose you could have LeBron James or, I don't know, Peyton Manning sit there and recommend, look, guys, okay, as a treat, okay, as not your main staple, as not your main staple, I would suggest you, you know, still eat your vegetables and with it, but, you know, this is what I like for a treat once in a while. Okay, you could do that. Will that help? I mean, will that make people feel better? It's just, I, kids, unfortunately, should be idolizing their parents, should be revering what their parents say, should be getting, I guess, their tutelage, their schooling, their behavior from their parents. Okay? All right? It shouldn't be from these commercials, but unfortunately they are. But think about it, guys. Kids are watching TV less. We are in a time right now where kids watch very little TV. You know, I tried to ground my kids from television once. They were like, okay, no big deal. And then I'm like, all right, well, I ground you from your YouTube videos and your computer. Oh, no, Mom, no. Remember when we grew up, if we lost TV, we didn't know what to do, or we lost phone privileges? See, a lot of these kids, they're not watching TV. Okay, so if there's an advertisement on YouTube or something like that, that they're getting. There's an advertisement on Facebook, etc. And so it's your job as a parent to teach the kids. I'm a doctor. It's great. I could take the kids to work with me. I could tell them how my dad died of a heart attack. I mean, I could give them stories. I could give them patient accounts. Doesn't mean they're going to listen to me. I mean, you know, they're going to do what the other kids do. And I'm going to tell you right now, my kids love sports. But what LeBron James is advertising, that's not it. You want to know what really has an effect on my kids, and one of them admitted it, is if they're hungry and we're watching MasterChef or something like that, and they're seeing the food cut up and diced up and presented on a plate, that makes them hungry. Or if they're watching a drippy burger that's sizzling, right, you know, something like that, definitely get, you know, that makes their mouths water. So it's not really the celebrities. You know, the reason why Beyonce is in the Pepsi commercials is not because they're trying to say Beyonce drinks Pepsi. It's they want you to watch the dancing and the singing. She does a little bit of a dance move. It's Beyonce. She's pretty. You look at the camera. So it has nothing to do with an endorsement. It's advertising, for crying out loud. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down.
Hang me down.
You gotta hang me down.
Hang me down. Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
Hang me down to the little white church.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
To thank you for being a loyal listener,
we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.